That's Atom from the album In Every Dream Home with the track No Future. Before that, we had Art of Fighting with Your Love, and of course, Quantic kicking it all off with You Used to Love Me. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. Our next guest, joining us on the phone, Ivan Skanes from the Newcastle Pride and Newcastle Pride Festival in 2019, celebrating sexuality and gender diversity in Newcastle, Lake Macquarie and the Hunter region. This is an organisation that established themselves in 2018. Vibrant, inclusive, not-for-profit, working to empower the LGBTIQ community to find their voice and be proud. Ivan, are you there?
Hello, yes I am. I'm in the lovely Newcastle and I'm very happy to talk with you.
Thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon. Now, you're the co-founder of Newcastle Pride and it's a pretty major event for the LGBTI community there in the Hunter area. How did it all come about?
Part of the prompts were the marriage equality vote,
yep,
where Newcastle received one of the highest yes votes in the country, coincidentally at the same time there were no major events for I'm going to use the word queer people to summarize all of those letters. There was no event for queer people of divergent sexual identities and genders in the Hunter, and so that was the cause of the festival. And that's not saying there weren't other events going on.
Yeah.
There would have been, but as a major event, and also people were concerned at one stage when the major queer venue in Newcastle closed down. And so there was certainly a feel that this was a time for the start of Newcastle Pride and the Newcastle Pride Festival.
And the festival, this is its second year. How's it evolved from year one to year two?
Longer period for the festival. Last year we started Friday night and went through to Sunday. This year we're starting on Thursday and going all the way through to Monday. So longer period, more events. But as well as that, what we're finding is that there are even some outlier events that we're involved with. For example, the AFL Pride Cup, which is happening on the weekend before.
Oh, excellent.
And we're finding a lot of other organisations are also holding events in this month. So that's probably the major difference is other organisations are using this as a chance to celebrate Pride themselves.
And you've had a big year because you sort of kicked it off with Newcastle Pride had a float in the Mardi Gras.
Yes, we had a big time earlier on in the year. We had a float in the Mardi Gras, but we also had a presence at Fair Day leading up before the Mardi Gras parade.
Mm.
And in terms of self-congratulations, we won Newcastle Pride won best stall at Fair Day. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So you know, we've got a great designer who does great work for us and very committed volunteers and people. And so for what we've achieved in a very short period of time is excellent.
Is there anyone on the team you want to give a shout out to? I know this is putting you in a position here because what if you forget someone, Ivan?
I was giving a shout out to the designer because of that award. But my life isn't worth giving a specific shout out to anyone because everyone's important. I guess I do need to recognise Lee McDougall, who is the founder of Newcastle Pride. That's only appropriate and right that I do that.
Mm.
But all up though, we've got a great committee. And great volunteers, great supporters, great sponsors, it's looking great for the future. And I guess that's what you want.
That is.
Great partnerships, great people.
And you've got a queer screen event happening at the McIntyre Theatre in Newcastle Museum. What films you got screening there?
A variety. We have a smorgasbord of local and international queer films, and so we've got a range of films, including gay theme, lesbian theme, and trans themed, and it's going to be about an hour and a half program, and the films range from anything from 2 or 3 minutes to 16 minutes, and we do that in partnership with Queer Screen. They're providing the films and curating those films.
A wonderful
based
organization.
On our selection. Yeah, it is a one, and we had a partnership with them last year and also earlier on this year. So for another screening in Newcastle. But we're showing anything from the themes of the films, or anything from a story about a delivery, a young man delivery man in Hong Kong, through to someone who's identified trans and is talking about how she's portraying developing her breasts on social media, and when Facebook pulled wouldn't allow that to happen anymore, and that's very much social media themed. And we've got a film for older wiser lesbians from Spain about a new relationship being developed.
Oh, wow.
So you know, it's great. It's a great variety.
And other events that have got going on besides the Queer Screen event?
Yes,
if you could summarise.
Yes, I'll summarise and just tell me when to stop, please. So we've got a traditional fair day, you know, anything from market stalls, community information stalls, entertainment stage, emergency services activation.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's on Saturday the 24th of August, mm-hmm. a doggy wood parade.
Oh, we've got, dog parade.
A dog parade. You've got to have a dog parade.
You've got the Serving in Silence exhibition.
Yes, which has been at Melbourne and Sydney. And we've got Twisted Cabaret on Friday evening, the 23rd. We've got Serving in Silence exhibition and also a forum. We've got dance parties, as I said, an AFL.
Yeah,
an
the AFL Pride Cup round. Hunter, what is that, Hunter versus Central Coast?
Yeah, and we're portraying that as a fight of the M1, which is a traditional, a friendly rivalry, but that tradition has been established in soccer about the Mariners and the local team in Newcastle. So we're pursuing that. And a brunch on Sunday morning. It's all happening.
A few heavy heads there. NewcastlePride.com.au is the website to go to, Ivan?
Yes. Also, please check out Newcastle Pride group page on Facebook, Newcastle Pride on Instagram, and there's various ways you can connect with us. And the website's probably easy because people can then launch off into other things.
Beautiful stuff. Newcastle Pride, what an absolutely wonderful organisation. I hope that the 2019 Newcastle Pride Festival is absolutely amazing, and I look forward to seeing where it's going to go in the future.
Well, thank you for helping with promotion, and we invite all of our Sydney, Central Coast, Illawarra, and other people in New South Wales to join us for the Pride Festival.
Yeah, but get a train, because that freeway, she's no good.
Yeah, get a train, or if you're further away and listening to this broadcast, Newcastle Airport is served directly to a number of major markets across the country.
Most beautiful airport in the country, I've heard. Certainly most fabulous.
Okay, I've not seen that competition result, but I'll go with it.
I'll send it to you in an email, man.
Thank you.
Ivan Skanes, thank you so much for joining us on Friday Drive to SER.